Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Thursday morning. We're getting closer to the Eagles and the Bucks. Intriguing matchup on Sunday, and certainly with the Phils. That was a great one last night. There are enjoyable games, and then there are thoroughly enjoyable games. If you missed it, you really missed a beaut, because the Phils put it on. And in doing so, of course, they got the bye last night. They also set a franchise record. Kyle Schwarber set a Major League Baseball record. Edmundo Sosa set a personal record. Edmundo Sosa set a Phillies record. So we'll celebrate it all today, and really also start looking toward the playoffs, which obviously we now know officially for the Phillies will begin Saturday, October 4th. We'll talk to Jason Kelce
in
today.
In Philadelphia, no less.
In Philadelphia, that's right. Kelce on the show today at 8. We got a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
McDonald's chicken nuggets come in four shapes.
That's odd. Didn't know that.
I think of two, like the round and like the boot type shape.
They're
those are the
very
only two
distinctive
I
when you think about it. There's the boot. There's the ball, the bell, and the bow tie.
I've only ever seen one. I don't know this.
There's definitely at least two. Like when you look at the nuggets, I know because my daughter likes the round one, so I will always give her my round nuggets. So
there's
I know about this, trust me.
Distinct shapes.
I don't.
Boot, bow tie, ball, and bell.
Let me rip McDonald's because I go to Mickey D's yesterday.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing?
Get myself two Big Macs and fries and a Coke.
Yeah. Did you say two Big Macs?
I think so. I was hungry.
What are you doing?
I actually did not finish them.
Good.
Which is rare. Which is rare for me.
Two Big Macs at
once? Why are you doing this
because sometimes a human needs that. You got to serve that need.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. I get it.
You serve that need sometimes.
You're trying to be better.
Yeah, I mean, I have been better. How many times have you heard me talking about McDonald's lately?
I have been better. Come on. That doesn't mean you get to go do this.
I heard Usher say one time he does push-ups and sit-ups every day.
Next time.
Let me tell you something, John. Usher does sit-ups and push-ups every single day, except for when it's his birthday.
I think you got to treat yourself.
So he treats himself. On his birthday, he doesn't do sit-ups and push-ups. Yesterday wasn't my birthday, but, you know, it was my form of treating myself. A little Mickey D's. 5, 10, 15, 37 times a year. No, anyway, the point is they didn't have hot mustard sauce. Bad job by them.
They did not have your sauce. So you couldn't even try to buy it.
I was a little disappointed.
Cheat them out of their
own
sauce.
Correct. By the way, speaking of birthdays, fun fact, James Seltzer's birthday. Woo. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wish our boy a happy birthday.
Thanks, that's true.
Happy birthday, James.
I pulled this one out of the archives for it. Ready?
I'm a man. I'm 44.
Oh, there it is. 44. How about it?
For the Hammerin' Hank, James Seltzer, number 44.
Or how about Jesus Luzardo last night, number 44?
How about him? All right, good job by you, James. Happy birthday. Good job
Thanks,
by your
man.
Parents.
Really appreciate it.
We
Happy
love
birthday,
you.
James.
All right, so
real quick, I want to give you credit for doing the not
more.
Wishing
give me more. Give
not
me more.
Wishing me a happy birthday, not even letting me know that you knew it was my birthday till we get on the air.
I gotcha.
Good work by you.
You know I like spontaneity on the
no,
air.
No, I thought that was awesome. Yeah. Well done.
All right, so everyone wish Seltzer a happy birthday today. Let me give you another fun fact. Last night, the Phillies 8 home runs, team record. Another fun fact, they get a bye. And as we know, the playoffs will start October 4th. Let's listen to how it sounded. We've got a compilation of the homers. Listen, then we'll react. Both small picture, Phillies last night, but big picture, what's up ahead? If you missed it, man, you missed a lot. 8 home runs in a game. Got to hear him.
The 3-2 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, center field. It's deep. Going back, Marcy, to the track, at the wall. He jumps. It's gone into the hedges. And it's an all-time Major League record for Kyle Schwarber. His 55th home run of the season. It's his 23rd off a left-hander, a record that has stood since 1949.
Swung on, lifted in the air, left center field, long run, Marcy, back towards the angled wall, at the wall, and that ball is gone.
It just clears just to the left of that State Farm sign, and Edmundo Sosa returning to the lineup with a go-ahead solo home run, and the Phillies lead 2-1.
Swung on, hit well. Deep right center field, that's on its way. And that ball is gone over the stands as Bryson Stott crushes one to right center.
3-1 Phillies.
Here's a swing and a high drive left field, that's on its way. And that's a 3-run home run for Edmundo Sosa.
And the Phillies breaking it open now in the bottom of the fifth. They lead it 6-1.
And it's swung on, rocketed to right, high and deep, and on its way into the second deck.
No doubter from Schwarber, his second of the night. Kyle Schwarber with home run number 56 on the season. 7-1 Phillies.
Swung on, lifted to deep left, on his way back to the wall. Sanoa, that one is gone.
Back to back for Schwarber and Bohm. That's number 11 on the season for Alec. And it's the sixth homer hit tonight by the Phillies.
Here's Otto Kemp, and he crushes one.
Left center, it's on its way, and it's gone. It's a 2-run home run for Otto Kemp, and the Phillies have matched the franchise record with their 7th homer of the night.
Swing and a drive down the left field line towards the corner, and that one is gone off the hands of a fan at the top of the railing.
Oh, they're going to say fan interference. The signal is in. Carapaza says it's a home run. And Edmundo Sosa will trot the bases. It's a 3 home run game for Edmundo. And the Phillies have set an all-time franchise record with 8 home runs tonight.
Just an awesome job of the Phillies. Listen, a thoroughly enjoyable game. And to the point James brought up earlier, Lizardo pitched really well, which, I mean, let's be real, homers are awesome, but nothing's going to matter more in the postseason. And it certainly does look an awful lot like Sanchez, Ranger, and Lizardo are all locked in as you approach the postseason. So that's great news. And, John, to get 8 home runs in a game, I mean, that was awesome last night.
That was really fantastic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was awesome for Sosa, awesome for Schwarber, awesome to see Stott. It was awesome to see that Stott needs to get in this postseason for us to.
It's a no-doubter, too, from Stott.
Yeah, it is. And
Stott is a big one.
Stott is one of the most important players for the postseason.
Without a doubt.
Because he's a player that could be really good or really bad.
Absolutely. Yep. So the Stott needle.
Totally.
You know, that Stott needle, for me, that means a lot.
Yep.
And so the Stott needle is hot. That matters. I thought that Luzardo, you know, the seven innings and no earned runs, it, you know, fabulous, continues. I still don't know who our righty is going to be. That really does work on me.
Well, yeah, the good thing is you only have to do a game four starter probably twice.
Okay.
Maybe three times, depending on how long the NLCS and World Series go, if you get there, obviously.
It works me. It works on me to no end when I see Casty go up there and swing dumb. You know, even like, look, I am certainly not an expert. He says he's not an expert. You know, he hits baseballs for a living. Right. I'm not an expert at doing that. But I know when you swing at the first pitch, man, sometimes you look like you are swinging because you're exasperated. You're swinging because you're frustrated, not because it's the right pitch.
Yeah, look, he's going to be a part-time player and, frankly, less than a 50% time player come October. So we'll take your reaction on last night. If you were there, obviously, we'd love to hear from you. But if you weren't, you know, you as well, because that was something. That was fun. There was all sorts of records set, including team record for 8 home runs in a game, 215-592-9494. I do want to broaden this conversation out on a day when we're obviously in a good Phillies mood with what they did last night and what they've now accomplished this season, which is the second most wins in baseball and officially, as of last night, a bye. By the way, the Brewers won. Phillies are not going to get the one seed. Brewers' magic number to clinch it is one. So for the Phillies to get the home field advantage throughout, the Phillies would have to win four straight. Brewers would have to lose four straight. Not going to happen. All right? Not going to happen. So, two seed, and it's something to be very
pretty
happy about.
Pretty low stress.
Yeah, it is.
Also.
But here's what I want to drive at with everyone today at 215-592-9494. In light of everything, and I define everything as the following. You stink for 10 years. You're very good for 4 years. Very good and or great for 4 years. You have some fun playoff runs, but you hit brick walls twice. You have a horrible playoff run where you hit a brick wall right away against the Mets last year. You got a lot of complaints this year from a lot of fans, twists and turns of this regular season. And a lot of people before the season and during the season said to us on the air, and I never said it, but a lot of people called in and said it, and said, it's only about the playoffs. For me, it's only about the playoffs. This whole Phillies thing, it's only about the playoffs. Do you really believe that? Does that really vibe with how you are as a fan? And I'm not going to criticize you, I promise. Like, to me, I'm really curious. Do you not enjoy these moments, these regular season? Because I do. I do. I think it's awesome what they did last night. My team might win the World Series. They might not. I will be very frustrated if they don't. And depending on the nature of how they lose, if they do, I'll criticize sharply. Or I'll say, hey, they ran into a great couple pitchers. And these guys, I didn't criticize the Phillies when they lost to the Astros. I was disappointed. But I said, you know what? Tip my cap to the other team. Other team was better. Phillies gave it everything they could. I can stand by that and respect that.
How about the next 2 years?
The next two, not as much.
Yeah.
Right? No, I agree.
You know, they passed the Dodgers as the betting favorite.
That's
to
great.
Win the World Series at plus 425.
That's really great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going to be home for that series if the Dodgers
they are. Yeah. So I'm curious, number one, is it actually, for you, as many said this year, only about the playoffs? Question two, for those, and my God, we heard a lot of them this year. We heard a lot of them that said these words. The Phillies can't win the World Series. This team can't win the World Series. This group can't win the World Series. Now, if you want to make the case, well, you know, it doesn't really count because this group wasn't this group. Because now that I got Duran and I got Bader and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, if you want to weasel your way out of it, fine. But I don't buy it. I heard a lot of freaking people in April, freaking May, June, July, parts of August say, my team, this group, this squad, the Phillies, can't win the World Series. I always thought it was foolish. Do you still believe it if you were in that camp? And what do you, if you weren't in that camp, have to say to the many, 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 many people that said it to us this year?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.